Joining me in the studio right now is the Western District Commissioner for Audrain County, Mr. Tracy Graham. Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, morning to you too, Matt, and all the listeners out there.
Absolutely. Hope you had a good Christmas, and we're looking forward to a nice 2024. And as a matter of fact, you're going to kind of make a little bit of an announcement here this morning about 2024, and I'll let you do that right now.
Yeah, so I've thought about it a little bit, and with some of the projects and things that we've implemented recently, I've decided that I will run again for another term, and probably be my last term if I'm able to be elected, and just look forward to representing the citizens of Audrain County.
Now, how many terms would this be? You've served two terms already. This will be...
Yeah, so the my second term will end next December, and so this would be my third term.
A third term, and it is for 3 years, is that correct?
It's a four-year term.
A four-year term, yep. Okay. When does filing open up for that, if you will?
The filing is at the end of February. I don't know the exact date, but it's the last week of February.
So coming up very, very soon.
Yeah, it'd be pretty quick.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things that you're most proud of accomplishing and that you have worked on for this last term, if you will, this morning.
Yeah, a couple of the things, and we've mentioned this previously, but the small structures program that helps maintain a lot of the roads and bridges that specifically the structures that are less than 20 feet that we don't get federal reimbursement for, that's been a great program. And with that, we were able to hire an engineer that has just made that whole program really work well. We've also hired a HR director that's helped us with retaining and attracting employees and making sure that the county is within the market of, salaries and benefits and those types of things.
How difficult has that been with inflation? And I know that a lot of organizations are struggling with that right now, keeping employees in, you get them to stay in and then another company advertises, hey, you can make more money over here. And it's very hard to keep employees in. Has that been a struggle with county employees as well?
Yeah, to a certain extent. Not real bad because most of the people that are employed at the county really enjoy what they're doing. So a lot of the turnover is more at the in the sheriff's department at the jail, and that's just expected, and that's happening everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the things that maybe you're looking forward to working on in the future, specifically coming up in 2024, roads and bridges, is that still going to be the main focus?
I hate to say it's the main focus. It's a big focus. And then, of course, just maintaining all the facilities that we have. And one of the projects that we were just awarded or received information on is economic development, which we talked about a couple weeks ago. And that program there is a 30-month program at no cost to the community. And we'll have a professional economic development person that's placed in our community. And so I would really like to sort of follow that through.
Sure. And now I know that this is a community-wide thing that everybody is wondering about and a county-wide thing with the hospital that has been closed down for quite some time in Mexico and in Fulton, but specifically here in Mexico. Is that something that you guys are keeping an eye on? And I know that you're probably being kept abreast and updated on the situation with the hospital. Can you say anything about the hospital situation this morning or, What are you guys hearing on that front, if you will?
Yeah, so because it's a private hospital, there's not a lot of information that the county has unless they just divulge it to us. And they're sharing some information. We hope the best. And, there's a bankruptcy proceeding going on right now. So there's some past real estate taxes that are involved in that bankruptcy. And that's really about all we know is that, that process is going to drag out for quite some time.
Sure. And county taxes are involved in that as well. Audrain County taxes, correct?
Right. And when I say taxes, the real estate and personal property. So that really affects the entities such as the school district, ambulance district, the 911 center, all those taxing entities. Could be impacted through this bankruptcy proceeding.
No doubt. We'll keep our eye on that spot. Want to say best of luck to you as you get ready to launch your re-election bid. And thanks for your time this morning.
Great. Thanks, Matt. Always happy to be here.